You are listening to Radiant Creators, a collaborative project composed of people whose passion, purpose, and dedication requires forging their own unique path of empowerment and livelihood. A Radiant Creator isn't making a living, they are living. Today we're featuring Eric Rains, energetic healer and founder of Unleashing Natural Humanity. Eric began his journey as a radiant creator after hitting rock bottom 6 years ago, which subsequently catapulted him on a path towards self-discovery. Through this process, coupled with extensive real-world practice, Eric gained a deep understanding of how invasive and parasitic energy systems work, how to promote self-protection through daily practices, and most importantly, how to remove these false constructs from himself as well as others. Constantly expanding his repertoire of tools, Eric currently implements a variety of energetic modalities. He also utilizes physical-based practices such as breathing exercises, lymphatic massage, Qigong, and meditation. He is an ardent advocate of aiding the entire human race to achieve their full natural potential. One of my first questions to you, Eric, is what led you down the path to become an energetic blockage remover?
Oh, geez. Because I was a massive energetic blockage. So my whole life, I didn't have, you know, the easiest childhood. I mean, there's definitely people who had worse childhoods than I did, but there's definitely people who had a lot better than I did. And I was in a single family home. My mother, she was, she was a teacher. She was always out and about doing the work, you know, trying to keep a roof over our head and food in our bellies. And I really didn't have anybody to kind of teach me the ropes and, you know, social etiquette to, you know, learn how to interact with people. And it was just kind of me experimenting and learning things on my own. And when I was about 15, I started falling into a bit of a rougher crowd, and I started, now what I know was going on, I started to integrate their resonances, their emotions, the energy that they were putting off. I was starting to replicate that and create that in and of myself. And this made like a whole spiral downhill from like all the way from, I'd say about 15 and a half up until I was roughly about 26, 27. And I was really just in a rough place my entire life. I always had just so much emotion underneath the surface. And I mean, you look at me and I was just this, you know, short little ginger kid who, you know, was very unassuming, but I had so much emotion underneath the surface. And knowing what I know now, I was a feeding frenzy for all kinds of different things. And it led me into some really not just dangerous places, but unsavory places in my life as well. I got stuck in really nasty relationships, you know, emotionally just horrible, you know, where we're physically, emotionally, and mentally violent to each other. And it went on and on and on. And it got to the point to where I was just walking around either numbing myself with drugs or being suicidal. And it was actually mid-2012 when I started, I was dinking around on my phone at work after, I think it was like lunch or something like that. And I was on YouTube and I was watching some videos, and then I saw something about this guy who claims to channel an alien from multidimensionality. And I was like, ha, this is crazy. I have to look at this. And it was actually a guy named Bashar. It was Daryl Anka. And I don't resonate with a lot of the stuff that he says, but there are some very, very pertinent things that he brought up that really started to destabilize my whole reality. And one of the biggest ones was a simple question of what would you do if money didn't exist? And so, you know, that question, it is very, very simple, but it's so far reaching, because if money didn't exist, if I didn't have to force myself to go to this job that I absolutely hated every day so that I had a place to live, that I had food to eat, what would I do? You know, and I guarantee you, I'd spend like a year and a half, 2 years off, you know, just being lazy and doing nothing. But I would get bored. I would want to do something. I would want to, you know, actually start figuring out something that I'm passionate about and working towards that. And I had absolutely nothing. I couldn't think of anything whatsoever that I enjoyed doing. I couldn't think of anything that I was passionate about. And like, the more I thought about this, the more I realized that there was just this gaping void inside of me that I would fill with all kinds of different things, you know, things that just were not wholesome, because the more I damaged my body through the drugs, the nonsensical behaviors, now that I know what's going on, the more I realized it was just throwing just nothing into this massive hole, and there was nothing of substance being filled up inside of it. And it sent me into this spiral of just depression. And it actually started tail spinning December 21st, 2012. I'd been hearing about all of those different types of, the end of the world, the Mayan prophecies and whatnot. And I thought it was kind of funny, and I didn't really put much attention to it. But that day, I had this little pocket stone, this little piece of citrine that I'd been carrying around for like 7 or 8 months. And I didn't realize how actually used to that vibration I had gotten until all of a sudden it stopped vibrating. And it was about 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I was at work spinning cables, and I was walking to go grab another order, and then it stopped. And I just was like, oh my God, there's something to this day. This is just awful. Like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And little did I know, it wasn't that, it was the end of the world right there. Everything just reset. We went back to zero, and we had a positive polarity spin on everything. And inside of this positive polarity, my life path was so far out of line that I either had to break out of it or I was going to take myself out. I couldn't be in this physical existence anymore. And it sent me into a wave of depression like I've never felt before. And it got to the point to where etherically I could start feeling these things feeding off of me despite not having any understanding what was going on at all. It felt like I was inside of this just massive black dark pit, and I could feel these things just gleefully up above me, just, you know, luxuriating in just all this nastiness. And I just had no frame of reference to even understand what was going on at all. But what I recognize is that I didn't enjoy feeling that way. And it was another thing that I started really looking into Bashar around this time. And there was a lot of stuff that he was opening up to my awareness that really started stretching me into recognizing what was actually going on and what I could do about it. Because the biggest realization in the middle of this pit, in the just one of the most awful mental and emotional states that I've ever been in my life, and not a very good physical state either, I realized that I didn't have to feel this because it was a choice to continue to feel it. And all I had to do inside of this pit of darkness was just turn on the light. And it literally was like a blanket, a veil lifted off of my whole entire perception, my whole entire reality. And it was like, oh my God, why on earth would I subject myself to this? Why would I willingly climb down into that pit and then break apart my ladder for firewood? Like, you know? And so I started from that point. I literally destabilized my whole entire life. I couldn't exist inside of that place anymore. And within 2 months, I had to completely give up everything. And I'd always been the person who paid my way. I always was the one who had the job, you know, and I was always making sure that I had something that I was independently able to take care of. And for the first time in my life, since I was a child, I had to actively give up all of that control and move back in with my mom at 26 years old. And I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything going for me. All of my money had gone to get out of where I was living to go move to my mother's house. And I had my daughter with me, and she was 9 months old at the time. And so I ended up getting in this position to where I had a good 6 or 7 months to do absolutely nothing other than work on myself. And, you know, there's a lot of people in that situation. They would get incredibly depressed and incredibly just stuck. And I was looking at this as an opportunity to really figure this out. And so I started this program of sun gazing, yoga. I was doing walking meditations. I was doing Reiki at the time on myself, a lot of energy work, internal, external. And I just knew that there was something more. There was something much, much bigger inside of this reality that I was stretching for. And I didn't know what it was, but I knew that all I had to do was keep walking this path and I would find it. And I got into massage school, and I started learning how to physically interact with the body. I started learning the way that the body fits together, the way everything's aligned, the way everything flows. And I started getting into the space to where I could access that healer energy, that compassionate base of understanding when I'm working with somebody that this person is in pain and I need to do everything in my power to help relieve this pain. They came to me for help, and I need to do everything that I can for them. And it really started opening up my heart space in a level that I didn't realize how powerfully transformative that it would actually be for me. And it got to the point to where I was doing Reiki with somebody, and I'd been doing it, you know, off and on over the years. I got attuned when I was 15 years old, and here I was 11, 12 years later, and I'd been trying to do this for in earnest for a while, but I hadn't come into contact with anybody who'd been doing anything like that. And so I got two sessions from this lady, and it popped a hole in my heart. I could literally feel all of this heaviness just draining out of me. And so I'm starting to get all these awarenesses that I never really had any frame of reference to put a finger on and say that is something that I can say is energy. And despite the fact that I'd been using it very intensely my entire life, I never really put two and two together that the chi flow was the internal playground that I was, you know, messing around with. And when I started doing all these internal works and I started upgrading myself, the real home stretch where the major upgrades started happening is when I actually became aware of something called chakra removal. And the first time I heard of chakra removal, I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard in my life. I was thinking to myself, these chakras are ingrained inside of the endocrine centers. If you remove your endocrine centers, the glands from the body, you're going to die. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But there was something about it that just stuck with me. And I started looking into this more and more and more, and there was actually an article that I came across. It was called The Secret of the Chakras, and this really blew open the doorway for me to make me understand what was actually going on here. The red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, rainbow spectrum that we see with, the visible light spectrum, this is only about 1.7% of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. So when we look at a beam of sunlight, that color spectrum that we see is only 1.7% of the light encoded in there, meaning that we're missing over 98% of all the other frequencies of light that are available to us. The major difference being that when we do energy work, what we're doing is relegating ourselves to being stuck inside of this rainbow spectrum, which is only, again, 1.7% of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. And so what this article really elaborated was the fact that it's not a removal, it's an integration from this tiny percentage back into the whole scope of the fullness, that full spectrum resonance. And as soon as I kind of got this understanding, that's when everything clicked, and it was like, oh my goodness, this right here, this full spectrum. And so I started using this golden bright sunlight energy, and I started having some really miraculous results with the people that I was working on. I could, you know, lay my hands onto somebody and I could flush this light through them, and then suddenly the kink in their neck, or the pain in their back, or, you know, the tightness in their stomach would suddenly release and it would just go away. And I didn't know what was going on. I was just really kind of excited about, you know, I'm doing energy work. I'm doing awesome stuff. This is cool. Look, it's magic. And I didn't recognize the ramifications of this. And it wasn't until I had that ping of, why are you still using these rainbow colored centers inside of your body when you're supposed to be full spectrum? And so I went through this process of about 4 months of trying to completely and totally explode my chakra centers into golden suns. And I had so much guidance at this point in time. They were telling me, you're not ready, you're not ready. And I kept on pushing. I kept on pushing. And I ended up actually almost hurting myself because I expanded so quickly into this full spectrum resonance that they literally had to come in and create crystalline containers inside of my chakra centers that could handle a much brighter resonance level. And like, I don't really speak too much with my guides anymore. I don't speak with soul family very much anymore. I try to stay by myself because I use multidimensionality. And if I need backup, I'll call in a million different versions of me. And so I try to really only stretch out and connect to these when I need them. But at this point in time, I didn't know that these lines could get hijacked easily inside of the system. And so they were helping me out quite a bit, and they were showing me exactly what I need. But I was also getting hijacked at the same time because it was pulling me out of the awareness of where this was supposed to be. It was turning me into like a messiah. It was turning me into like a godhead figure type of a thing. And I kept on stretching against this. I could feel how it was trying to, you know, you're special. You're the only one who can do this. You're the only one that this is made for. This is you. And at the same time, I could feel all these resonances inside of my body that were becoming much, much cleaner and coherent. And then it was actually the night of February, either the 18th or the 19th of 2014, when I actually managed to finally culminate this integration. And when I felt all of these red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet energy centers floating on this brilliant golden sunlight, and then I released it. It was almost like if you take a balloon and you pull a piece of it and then you twist it, it's still part of the balloon, but it's only got the air inside of that little piece that you've twisted. It was like that thing released back into the whole. And I felt this expansion inside of my body that I can't even describe, even to this day. It was like an ancient stretching of muscles that it felt so incredibly powerful, so incredibly good, that I almost didn't have enough wherewithal to even contain this energy flow. It was so expansive that it almost blew out my nervous system because I wasn't ready for this. And what happened was, this massive rush of chi, as I exploded this through the body, it clicked loose some very specific implants inside my body. The first one was in the right-hand temple. And this is the monkey mind chatterbox implant. And it was a very specific type of a device that it keeps your mind always noisy so that you can't concentrate on anything. And as this clicked and snapped inside my head, I felt it slowly begin to slide backwards. And as it made its pathway all the way to the back of my skull on the right-hand side, it took about maybe 8 or 9 seconds to get there. But the whole entire pathway was just, there were three separate things that were going on. First was the pain. The click happened and it was an odd sensation. And I was like, well, that's weird. And then the further it got back into my head, the more painful it got, until it was all the way in the back of my skull and it felt like a red-hot iron being hammered into the back of my head. At the same time, I had my own voice start talking, like almost like a manic burst of speech. And then the further and further back it moved, the more demonic, distorted, and crazy that voice got, until I've got this very obvious black thing in the back of my head that is trying to rip apart the brain tissue, that's trying to rip apart the musculature, that's trying to fracture my nervous system. And at the same time, I've got this rush of energy that I can barely contain. And so I see this all plain as day within the space of about, I don't know, like 5 or 6 seconds. And immediately I'm like, I have to get this out. This has to go. It's alien. It's foreign. This has to be out now. And I don't even know how I managed to grab a hold etherically the first time. It was like I grabbed a hold of it with my hands, and just that motion right there was able to get the resonance of what I wanted the energy to do. And I was able to grab a hold of this thing, but it took me almost 3 hours to wrestle this out of my head. And I finally got this out and I was exhausted. But at the same time, I felt so much cleaner, so much brighter in my body than I'd ever felt before in my life. And my head was effortlessly silent. It was so quiet that compared to the cacophony of noise that I had in there that always kept me from distracting, or kept distracting me from meditating or from focusing or from really truly absorbing information that was important to me, that was helpful for me and my body, it was dead silent. And like, I was inside of my head like, hello? And I could feel this echoing cacophony in there of just absolute stillness. And inside of this stillness, I recognized that I had tension and pain in different points of my abdomen and my chest. And I turned my internal awareness there and I saw these black parts that were in there and I pulled those out. And the next thing you know, the pain that I had in my back from my martial arts rib broken injury, that, you know, 2 or 3 times a month, it would feel like I'd get stabbed in the side. Suddenly it was disappearing. It was gone. You know, the tension that I had inside of my neck and my shoulders that were, you know, constantly keeping me elevated right there at this constant fight or flight response, even though I felt like I was normal, it suddenly disappeared. And I could feel depths inside of myself that was relaxing into what I thought was the whole. And now I was realizing that was just the surface level right there. And as this expansion happened, I could close my eyes and I could feel around me for about 50 feet. Perfect in clarity. Like, I could feel the trusses inside of the walls. I could feel the electrical wiring. I could feel bugs flying around. And I had such a clear quality of understanding of who I was inside of place and time that, despite the fact that I was swearing up and down that I was insane, I was crazy, I needed to go to the nut house, I could not deny what was happening inside my body. And so, yes, despite the fact that I just had demons screaming inside of my head, I just pulled out black things out of my body that I've never had any frame of reference to understand this before. Despite the fact that society tells me I'm crazy for these experiences, I felt so much better than I'd ever felt before in my life. And this wasn't like I was relaxed. This wasn't like I felt good. This was like a level of bliss shooting through my body that was better than any drug I'd ever experienced beforehand. And yet, instead of the debilitating effects that these drugs from the outside have, I could feel it literally healing and cleansing from the inside. And there was a space of about maybe 2 or 3 weeks around that initial activation, which is what I call in people now the incubation period, where they have to really recognize that they do have these energies inside of their body. And I was in this incubation period really getting to understand and move this energy around and feel that I could recognize exactly what people were thinking, exactly what people were feeling just by directing my awareness towards them. And by directing my awareness towards them, I was recognizing so many of these blockages inside of people that were the exact same resonance and frequency of what I pulled out of myself. And so the first extraction I ever did, it was on that same lady who did the Reiki session that popped the hole in my heart. And as she was working on me, like I told her beforehand, I don't have chakras. And like I have this expansive sun inside my chest that's exploding outwards in all directions. And I could tell that she, you know, she scoffed and she's like, yeah, whatever, just get on the table. And as she was working on me, I could feel this very weak flow of energy trying to push into my field. And it was so weak compared to what I was just naturally resonating out that she couldn't even pop into my energy field. And yet I felt this so intensely she'd worked on me. And so as she was doing this, I was feeling her energy flow and recognizing that it was like gray and it was kind of dark. And compared to the light that I was using, it was almost nasty in nature. It was like almost like a feeling of cloying sickness and like a resonance of just like depression and just anguish. And it just really felt odd. And so I instinctively didn't allow any of her energy to come into my body. Wherever she would push in, I would go and I would meet it. And she worked on me for about 45 minutes this way. And so by the time we were done, I asked her, you know, what's going on? What are you feeling? What are you noticing? And she didn't have an answer for me. And she was a massage therapist as well. And she started doing like some Thai stretching on me. And she says, I'm just going to work on you for a little bit on the physical. And I'm just going to wrap my mind around this. And so immediately I was like, wait a second, what's going on here? And so she was working on me. And about 15 minutes later, I was like, well, so what's going on? And she tells me, well, you don't have chakras. I didn't believe you, but there is no way that you have chakras. As I was tuning into the places where there's supposed to be chakras, it was like I was connecting directly into source. And it was like you were cleaning me out as I was touching into it. And I could feel everything as I was up above you just feeding into me in a way that I feel invigorated and alive in a way I've never really truly felt before. But then when I went down to your feet, it was like this vacuum was just pulling all of these things out of me. And I don't even know what was going on. Like, you tell me what was happening. And so I told her what I was noticing. And then I said, hey, I noticed that these points inside of you are similar to the things that I pulled out. You want me to grab those? And she says, please do. And that was my first extraction to where I cleaned out the blockages inside of somebody. And she immediately, same exact response, bliss type feelings inside of the body. She immediately felt like 50 pounds lighter. She told me she felt like a balloon. Her mind went completely and totally silent. And the energy that she was able to broadcast, it was like I pulled a cork on the dam, and the pure source energy that was flowing out of her was so incredibly powerful, you could feel it almost like sound waves vibrating against your skin. And it was just a major, major, oh my God, I'm not crazy. There's truly something to this. And it was such a validating moment for me. And so then from then on, I was working for an applied kinesiologist chiropractor, and I was developing my massage modalities, and I was understanding how the physicality works and fits together. And at the same time, I was doing this whole other world right here, but I wasn't mixing the two. And it was only once I got to the point to where my massage was so good, I could unlock people's frozen shoulders that had been stuck for like 10 or 15 years in the matter of about 10 minutes and give them like, you know, 85, 90% of range of motion. When I was coming into contact with things that should let go, this needs to let go. There's no reason why this shouldn't be stuck here. I cleaned out the lymphatics. I opened up the energy flow through the body. I softened the muscles. I got everything on the attachment points to let go. Why is this still here? And that was when I actually started like, oh my goodness, do you see that? That's blocking this whole entire muscular channel right here. And it's sticking right here and it's pulling that bone out of alignment, pinching on this nervous system right here. What happens when I flow through here? And so I'd open up the flow right through that stuck dark energy, and suddenly the musculature would release, they'd get blood flow, the joint would lubricate, and voila, the pain was gone.
And that's, yeah, that's something we definitely felt too, because so you did a session with Aaron and I, and I think validation is a great word for it, because I can speak like for myself, having a parasite or two removed or an energy blockage removed. When I had a parasite removed, an energetic parasite, I felt it. It was like I recognized it while you were removing it. It had been with me for who knows how long, and all of a sudden, I'm aware of it, and I feel it, and it's nasty, and I can see it, and then it's gone. And it's quite the experience when you actually feel those leave your body, because that was the first time I think I was ever... It's odd how I was aware of it, but I was never fully aware of it until I released it. But in that moment of releasing it, I'm certainly glad it's gone, because it was a terrifying little bugger. And Aaron's got a follow-up for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eric, I'm wondering how can we teach others if people are interested in increasing this awareness in themselves? What are some first steps for them to take? Like, what are some actions or awarenesses that they need to pay attention to?
Well, first and foremost, the whole reason that these things are here is because of the emotional level. This is literally the reason why the world is the way that it is. The world is not a place of war. What is being shown to us is the reflection of what is happening inside the hearts and the minds of man right now, because we are literally at war inside of our bodies. We have these ideals and principalities. You know, the Bible tells us exactly what is going on. This isn't a war of powers and people. This is ideas, principalities, and powers of the etheric nature. And in order for us to start recognizing how to combat, I don't even like the word combat, because it's not about fighting these things. It's about bringing so much of what you prefer that there's no room for anything that of what you don't prefer. And so it's all about recognizing that the base emotional component is the key reason for why the world is the way that it is and why you feel these dysfunctions inside of your body. If you can go in and immediately redirect every single negative thought, every single negative emotion that you have of yourself, and then start bringing in things that you prefer, joy, happiness, and excitement, you will close these back doors and your body will immediately start becoming much, much more high vibration, which will make you feel better. And this is just on the emotional level. This isn't even tapping into the chi flow. This isn't even doing any of this energy work. This is the base shadow work that we all came here to do. And that right there in and of itself is hands down one of the strongest things that you can do for yourself in your awareness, because the more high vibratory your body is, the more awareness of the energy flow that you have. And so that being said, if you want to start doing this energy work, I've got all kinds of tutorials on my YouTube channel. This information isn't mine. I've tapped into this. Anybody can tap into this. If you want a session with me, you need to pay for my time and my expertise. But all this information is completely and totally free. So, you know, if you can't afford me, if you don't want me to do this for you, all that information is there. Now, my YouTube channel is Eric Pilgrim. And I've got this broken into interviews and techniques and meditations, as well as group meditations. And anything that's not a presentation or a Q&A that has techniques that you can directly apply to yourself right then and there, and you'll feel the difference immediately. And we can go on all levels, not just the mental with the thought loop cycles, but the physical. We can start cleaning out the stuck blockages in the lymphatic system and the musculature, get the blood flow going, because blood is synonymous with chi. Chi is synonymous with blood. And if you have blockage on the chi flow, you know, do some stretching. Get a massage. You know, get some blood flow in the area and inhale the chi flow in. If you don't have blood flow, inhale the chi flow, and then voila, suddenly you have lubrication there. And it's literally as simple as that.
Well, another question I have is, what are the symptoms of energetic implants, parasites, or entities? Like, what are the symptoms? So how can you tell those are with you?
These are actually really easy to detect. All you have to do is give yourself a baseline of understanding of what your mind, your body, and your spirit component feels like. So if you were to give yourself 20, 30 seconds worth of silence and have the intention of keeping your head completely silent, if you have background chatter, if you have noise, if you have speaking, music, humming, you know, whatever that might be, that right there is indicative of something that's inside of your head that's causing blockage on the gallbladder meridian, and it's keeping you from having a full range of focus. Now, that full range of focus, it allows you to drop out of the mental patterning and into the full spectrum nervous system awareness, which is the mind, the heart, and the lower abdomen, the intestines. And what this does when you're stuck inside of your head is you're constantly in these alpha and these beta states inside of the brain, and you're never able to fully, truly drop into the deeper ones, the delta, the omega, the theta states. And it's in these states right here where we can actually tap into the belly brain, the gut instinct, the transformation center of the heart, because your brain isn't what we think is the brain. It's in utero, it splits into three different pieces. You have the brain, which we know inside of the head. Then we have the heart, which is why the heart muscle cells look completely different than any other muscle cell in the body. It's half neuronal tissue. And then the neurons in the intestines, they actually, this is why you hear about the belly brain, the gut instinct. And it's the heart center. It's the transformation center in between the gut instinct and the logical processing center of the brain that actually balances all of this out. And so by just even recognizing that you're stuck inside of your head, you're not able to concentrate on anything that is not thought. You aren't able to concentrate on sensations or feelings. That right there is a major indicative of blockage. Indicative measure of blockage inside of the body. Now, whether that's on the mind level, the body level, or the spirit level, that really doesn't matter, because when we start to move the chi, we can unlock all of these levels. And as things start moving through and you get more lubrication, more flow, things start to make sense a lot more, to where and instead of just a mass of non-moving, you can start inhaling through the body and finding places that are emotionally stuck, that are frequency stuck, that are thought loop cycle stuck. And just by recognizing that the breath can access the mind, the body, and the spirit, you can move through all of those levels. And like I said, it's not about fighting. It's about bringing so much of what you prefer into the body that there is none of what you do not prefer. And anything that you don't prefer, that's pain, disease, dysfunction, chronic injuries, you know, things that won't heal. All of these are indicative of blockage on some level. But the blockage almost 100% of the time is caused by emotional stagnancy, and that's what the parasite. And so if you've got emotions inside of you that are caused by things that happened in the past that you might not even remember the specifics about, but when you think about the energy of that event and you get really angry, really fearful, you know, shameful, guilty, you know, whatever that might be, that's indicative of you've got a parasite inside of you that's not allowing you to clean out that energy so that you can then flush it through with something that you prefer and then move on. Because we're not supposed to have all these traumas in the body like this. We're supposed to be able to experience the emotion, honor the emotion, then release the emotion and never have to deal with it again. And it's the people who really try to stuff these things down. This is how you create blockages underneath the surface. If you're angry about something and you don't process it, if you don't communicate, if you don't, you know, put your foot down and say, hey, I am angry. This is unacceptable. You should not be doing this to me. And here's why. You know, those types of things build up inside of the body. We start to feel like we're a victim inside of ourselves because, you know, we're constantly beating the crap out of ourselves with these awful thoughts about how awful we are, how useless we are. And at the same time, we're creating these emotional resonances more and more and more. We're speaking to ourselves with black magic. And anytime that you find yourself stuck inside of that, if you do not feel genuinely good, if you do not feel genuinely happy, if you do not feel genuinely clear in the body, guess what? There's blockage and most likely parasites.
Because we might be carrying things that don't even necessarily belong to us, things that I know from the session that we did, things that come from your ancestors, things that come from the deep past that are manifested in you that really are for you to cleanse if you're going to. It seems that, you know, consciousness hits the DNA and that creates like the prism that creates the physical body. And there you are. But then within that, you can definitely have blockages, you can have parasites, and ultimately they're going to be part of your manifestation of life. And then you're not going to have the optimum life you could, I guess, even though part of our path is ultimately clearing ourselves. Have you seen any, when you've done work with people and you've helped clear their blockages and you've removed parasites, have you seen like really radical transformations in people? I mean, big stuff suddenly letting go, people's lives changing. dramatically quickly? Not that it has to, but have you seen somewhat dramatic happenings, I guess you could say, after a session with people?
Oh, without a doubt. When you feel like you are powerless to have any control over what is happening inside of your internal world, and then suddenly you are given the keys to the kingdom to where you can not only identify and recognize exactly where you have dysfunction on the mind, the body, and the spirit level, suddenly you become the exact opposite of a victim. You become a master magician of your own internal space. And this right here is so absolutely empowering. And just despite the fact that the chi flow can be very, very crippling if it's blocked, and it can cause all kinds of dysfunction, pain, tension, tightness, you know, all kinds of different things. Despite the fact that once we get this open and clean and the body feels a lot better, the mind is quieter, the spirit is calm, you're emotionally centered, despite the fact of all of that, that's just like the surface level symptoms of what was going on deeper underneath the surface. This deep underneath the surface stuff, this is what we now have the keys to go in and clean out, because they can't have an access to your body if you have no back doors. And every single time that you do have an attack, it's not even really an attack anymore. It's now a path of showing you exactly what you need to work on. And, you know, you honor them for, you know, appreciating them for showing you something that it would have taken you probably a month to figure out on your own, and say, thank you so much for showing me this obscure resonance of emotional pain that I've been holding on to me since childhood. It's time for that to go, you know, and it's a process of just being aware of what comes up in the body, staying emotionally centered and stable, and recognizing that there is no such thing as out of control. You can bring control into any situation, mind, body, and spirit level, and this creates transformation that it's not even really, we can't explain how deep this goes until you feel this. This is the same as like etheric weight. Nobody knows just from talking what etheric weight is. I can tell you that it feels heavy. You know, we've got the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that's literally a very definite thing. But until you actually feel the etheric weight lift and your vibration rise to the point to where you're at a natural state, you'll never know what etheric weight feels like. I mean, it's the same with like, how are you going to tell somebody who's never had an orgasm what that feels like? Or how are you going to tell somebody who's never died what that's like? You know, and it's all about just recognizing that it's not about understanding on the mind. We have to bypass the mind, because the mind is where the virus is. We have to go directly to the heart, to the sensory experience, to the sensation, to experiencing and doing instead of just talking about it. We have to go from theological thinking to, you know, just hypothetical understanding to actual practical application. And that simple shift out of spoken word into body language, the language of the body, is so transformational that there's no way that you can ever come out the other side the same person. You literally remake yourself overnight.
I'd love to get more clarity on the difference between parasites, entities, and implants. I'd also love if you would discuss the importance of energetic hygiene.
Definitely. Great question. So let's start from inside of the body. An implant is a thought form of energy that was created to do something very specific. So say, for instance, the chatterbrain implant. This is a really easy one that most people actually experience fairly often. All it does is tune into your thought patterns, and then it replicates your voice, and then it'll just sit there and chatter away. More often than not, these are of a negative slant, but every once in a while, you'll notice that there's songs that you just can't get out of your head. There's weird hummings in your ears, you know, things like that along those lines. It's a thought form that was created to do something specific to block the flow and to cause detriment inside the body to get your vibration to lower. There's multiple types of these things. There's implants that block blood flow. There's implants that block flow to organs. There's implants that, you know, for very specific resonances, like say, for instance, that the anger energy starts to come up, then it triggers this whole thought loop cycle that throws you out into this whole trigger phase. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. But what needs to be created is an etheric thought form, meaning something has to do the thinking. This means that there is a parasite somewhere inside of the body. Now, a parasite is the exact same thing as an entity, except that an entity is, I guess you could say, strong enough to exist outside of the bioelectric field of the human. And they have enough energy stores, they have enough battery stores, I guess you could say, to go out and about and exist inside of reality without having to have a direct connection to a person. or an animal, or a plant even, a specific energy, I guess you could say, that they can harvest. Now, parasites are, just because they're stuck inside of the body does not mean that they're weaker. If anything, it means that they have more direct connection to your nervous system, and they can influence and manipulate and move you around a lot more coherently than something does from the outside. And despite the fact that they might not have as much energy, they are much more proficient at what they do, and they turn themselves into basically a giant system of implantation. And so instead of having, you know, an implant here and an implant there that blocks flow in different parts of the body, it will all be operating together. And so, you know, you'll have meridians that work together, like the gallbladder, the liver, the stomach, the spleen, the heart, the pericardium. You know, they'll infect one of those on the uptake, and then it'll start infecting the organ, and it'll slow down the flow through that, and then it'll mess up the flow on the outside on the outbreath too. So you have both of these meridians starting to get caught up in this stagnancy, and the deeper it goes, the deeper level of nasty emotions that the people will often start finding, and the deeper level of emotions that they go into on that dark side level, the more resonance this thing now has to take over more parts of the body. They're a completely and totally solid construct inside of a liquid world. And if you are free flowing and bright and have no blockages inside of your body, there's nothing for them to grab a hold of. It's like they're trying to grab a hold of a handful of water, and, you know, they're squeezing it. It's slipping through their fingers. And so this blockage that's created, this louche harvesting inside of the body, this is all done by finding these dark emotional resonances and then creating almost a rooting system that finds different places of energy flow that's getting blocked off. And then this parasite will literally shut down, like with a rubbery net inside of the meridian flow, almost all aspects of moving inside of the body. This is where you'll start having the organs fail. This is where you'll start having the body becoming old. This is where, you know, everything starts to shut down. This is what people call the aging process. And honestly, this isn't something that needs to be here. Like, I truly believe, not just, you know, wishful thinking, but experience. I've literally regressed my body in age. But I truly believe that there's many, many of us who are going to be here 400 or 500 years from now just through this biological immortality and understanding. And so an entity would be the same exact type of a thing, but just working from the outside. Now, if you have one thing working by itself, oftentimes these are easy to take care of, but then we start running into legions. You know, like Jesus would talk about expelling demons inside of the Bible. And one of the biggest ones that I remember as I was growing up in the church was the demon named Legion. And it wasn't just one entity. It wasn't just one parasite inside of him. It was a whole host of them. It was thousands of them. And when you start running into these types of systems right here, this is where you start running into the big stuff, because there won't be just one entity trying to push into you. It'll be an entity who's, you know, incubating a whole host of parasites that as soon as it pops a hole in your field, suddenly it can enter inside of that and start pushing these parasites through using your connections, your dark emotional connections to people, places, things, and events and timelines that hold negative resonances to then spread out through your entire reality, infecting people around you, people close to you. And this is where you end up starting having all kinds of things where it feels like the world is literally out to get you. And so, you know, the implants are like the little things. They're the thought forms that create dysfunction inside of the body. The parasites are the consciousnesses that can't leave the bioelectric field of the body. And the entities are the big guys on the outside kicking through realities and punching through. So does that cover it?
How can people that don't know anything about this begin to integrate that into their day-to-day lives?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons why I created the YouTube channel, because like one of the first videos that I ever put out was the extraction and the protection protocols, where you're taking the orbs through the body, opening up the central channel, and then creating armor and then a shield around you. And I didn't realize that most people weren't accessing the mind or the spirit level or the body and the spirit levels with this, like I was instinctively doing. And so as I was creating these and recognizing that there was this whole host of things that people had no understanding of, I was looking around all over the internet for different types of techniques that could be, you know, accessed on this level, and I couldn't find anything. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to make something. I'm going to use these books that I've been reading. I'm going to use these exercises I've been doing, and I'm just going to conglomerate them together and come up with something that I feel like when I do it, it clears me out. And so that's exactly what I did. That's exactly why I created the YouTube channel. And yes, they are some very basic understandings here, but let's not get away from how powerful the basics are. The mind, the body, and the spirit. If you can move energy through all three of these levels, I don't care how tall, how big, how nasty this energy is, how advanced, how multidimensional, no matter how high up the food chain it is, if you're consistent, you can clean it out. These things have batteries. We don't. We are free energy generators, and this is exactly why they're stealing energy from us. And I don't care how big they are, it's all stolen energy. These things are tiny. They're tiny little fleas, they're ticks, they're mites in their original form. And it's only our fear, our energy that has been allowing them to grow into this space right here. So if you are using the basics to inhale through the body, to bring light, to bring joy, to bring laughter, to bring movement, what you're doing is you're cleansing out these mind, body, spirit levels. And I don't care who you are, the more you do this, the more aware you will become. And you will start graduating into brand new awarenesses, which lead to brand new skills. There is no way to get away from this. When you start moving the energy, you become aware, because none of us is not energetically sensitive. Every single last person on the planet uses energy, because this energy, this is the spark of life. This is the vital life force essence that animates your body, that as soon as this spark is gone, your body dies. And so this is what we all have to access. And it's all about recognizing we all have some component that we can train or refine to a higher level, to a more coherent and loving state. And it's as simple as just recognizing that the world around us, it demands this blockage, this separation, this anger, this fear. And all we have to do is start treating ourselves tenderly, start treating ourselves like we deserve to feel love, that we deserve to be loved. And that literally begins to shift on a completely different level. And when you go in and energetically, you take your shower internally every day, you know, you cleanse yourself on the body level, you brush your teeth, you take your shower, you know, you don't let yourself get all grimy and nasty, you know, you wash your clothes. It's the same exact type of thing that we need to be doing here on the energetic level. Because long story short, the only thing that truly is real is the energy, because the energy is the only thing that you can actually feel that is not sensation, that's dictated by what your brain is interpreting. Because the brain interprets everything in our reality: touch, taste, sight, smell, hearing. And you can't convince me or yourself that you are experiencing any of it, because you very well might be in a fever dream, and your brain is so powerful that you very well might be there and have no idea. So this means, by default, the only thing that is real is the internal world, what you can feel internally with these sensations. And as you start stretching into these and recognizing that this is the only real thing, and you start operating in your reality as if the internal universe is the only real thing, the external shifts almost immediately. Like, literal magic starts to happen. You start meeting the people that you need exactly for that next level of your awareness growth. You start finding that information in the most synchronous ways, in ways that you never even expected, you know, at the grocery store or something like that, just randomly sparking a conversation. And you start recognizing that you are able to not only inhale and bring into what you prefer into the body, but the universe is a mirror, and it is forced to reflect back what you put out. And as you clean out these subconscious 95% of everything stuck that you're broadcasting out in fear, in anger, in jealousy, with love, compassion, and joy, the universe starts to show it to you immediately, because everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be abundant. And yet we're all stuck inside of the mind, ignoring the sensations of the energy that we are creating and broadcasting out to the universe. All we have to do is go within, start feeling the body, start feeling the sensory awareness, start feeling the flow, and then recognize once you have awareness, you have the ability to shift it. And don't stay stagnant. Whenever you feel something inside of your body that you do not prefer, immediately go in and say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you here? Where is this coming from? Okay, well, you can't be here. All done.
Oh, that's wonderful. Definitely. Well, it is very true. And through working with you, I mean, other practices we've done also, but especially recently working with you, I have come to realize that, you know, what's stuck in your body, you are manifesting. If you have parasites, if you have implants, these things are very real, and you are manifesting them. And a person may have been doing that their whole life and not having the optimal life, having difficulties in life. And really, it's, I don't want to say it's not their fault, but on a very real level, it's not their fault. They didn't realize that the life that they were living that wasn't optimal was because they had blockages that they just weren't going deep enough to feel. And then you enable people to actually, get in there and feel those, and you enable people to actually get clear through working with you, and then they can go, oh my God, this is life, and they can take it from there. I mean, the work's not over, but they actually get to truly start.
Oh no, that's not the end at all. That is just the beginning. That is that you're a baby. You just realize that you have skills inside of your body that you've never ever experienced before. And it's like you just realize that you have hands as a baby, you know? And like this analogy I love so much, because my daughter, she walked through all of this, and I literally get to see this go as it happened, and it was the funniest thing in the world. She poked herself in the eye and she goes, ah. And she's sitting there and she's looking at what just poked her in the eye. And then she realized that as she's moving, it's moving too. And I saw that realization dawn across her. And she's like, oh my God, this is mine. And then she moved it and she was looking at it and she was just amazed that she could move it. And you know, that's the stage most people get into once they start moving the energy flow. But then she's like, oh, I have another one. Oh, they grab each other. And then the next thing you know, this little kid's crawling to go grab that thing that's over there. And then she's standing up to grab that thing that's up there. And, you know, she's already using tools. She's already, you know, putting things together. And it started from that simple awareness of being poked in the eye and then recognizing that there's movement. Those very basic awarenesses are already evolving into a much, much cleaner and full awareness of her entire body. And it's the same exact thing that happens when we start tapping into this energy. As good as I felt with that experience I shared with you guys, that was like 90 levels ago. I feel every single level, a deeper level of relaxation, a more open sense of bliss, and there is no end to this. And I guarantee you, as open and as clean as I am right now, and as how Stone Age and caveman I looked me 5 years ago, me from 5 years ago look, but yet I was still able to do this miraculous work then. The same thing is true now. I am not going to be here at this plateau 5 years from now. I am going to be way, way beyond this. And it's just because I'm consistent. I use this every day. And just by using it every day and not ever, ever being a victim inside of my body, immediately recognizing that either I need to take care of this energetically, physically, nutritionally, supplementally, therapeutically, whatever I need to do, I need to recognize that there is a dysfunction going on inside of my body. And if I can't get rid of this with the chi, I need to start looking into other ways. And it's a full spectrum awareness, because your body speaks just as plainly as you do in English right here, right now, but it's not in English. It's in impulse. It's in sensation. It's in imagery. It's in guided intent. And as you speak to the body in these pathways, it speaks back. And the more you begin to translate, the more you begin to understand, you get to the point to where you're speaking to the consciousness inside of your body. That is the heart space. That is the intestines, the gut instinct, just like I'm talking to you guys right now. It's not spoken word. It's all translated instinct and emotional understanding.
I'm so curious if you've seen outside the light spectrum. You talk about that 1.7%, but the 90 times ahead that you are, want to know if you've seen those colors. You have.
Yes, without a doubt. So the golden frequency, the brighter that you make your body, the more you can actually start stretching into color that doesn't exist without sound, color that doesn't exist without movement or direction. There's no way to even try to describe what these look like, because I don't know if you've ever had like any hallucinogenic journeys like DMT or mushrooms to where you start seeing kaleidoscopic visions or anything like that. These are similar to those fractalizing in and out in and of itself. It's very hard to explain because it's a color that it's moving frequency, and that is what is creating the color. And so this is, I think, what we're starting to tap into with like infrared, ultraviolet, x-ray, gamma ray. But there's so much more than just what we get from sunlight. Like there is so many more frequencies that are out there that all you have to do is come into contact with them and you can start recreating them. Like sunlight doesn't create magnetism. Sunlight doesn't create, well, actually, I don't know about all that. There might be magnetism with the sun, but we can't, you know, throw a piece of iron up in the air and have it go zip into the sun. So we can't really feel it on that level with the frequency when we're feeling it. And yet you can put magnetism into your chi, and then you can start sparking electricity to create electromagnetism. Vacuum energy, like a zero point energy, things to where you have to have a vacuum in order for the electronics to create over unity. You can create vacuums inside of your chi. What else do we have? We've got, silicon frequencies. These are almost like glass-like, clear-like frequencies that you can use these as like a liquid crystal to light up the inside of it. And instead of just being a wave of light, it's now a solid construct that can hit different levels of frequencies of construct that are influencing your reality around you. Geez, what else do we have? We've got void space energy. That doesn't come from the sun. Void space is the natural neutral polarity. You have yin, you have yang. It's the opposite of the positive polarity. It's the negative polarity, like a positive and a negative side of the battery. It's the parasitic construct, the false darkness that makes the negative side evil. And so this is kind of what we've got going on here. There's so much more than just the golden frequencies of sunlight. And yes, you don't really feel or you don't really see these colors. It's more along the lines of an experience, and you start having it flash through your nervous system and you start seeing it internally. But they're 100% real. And the more you access these levels, the deeper you go into this, the more you open up these resonances to where it's almost like you're dissolving layers of concrete outside of the body that are keeping you away from your true core. And the deeper you go, the more you destabilize these layers of concrete and you flush through. And it's like a layers of the onion going deeper and deeper and deeper into the core. I'm not there yet. I don't know where it's at. You know, if I did, we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. This is exactly why I need all the help that from you guys. You know, is like, I'm not the only one who can do this. So let's all start doing it. And all of us do this together. And we will figure this out. Like, we are going to take back this planet. We are going to flash this event into existence. We are going to make magic real. Because the more of us who feel this magic, even despite the fact that the collective agrees is not real and we can't see it, we know it's real because we can feel it. And we use it and we apply it directly to the world. And we see the results in real time. The more people who recognize this, the more people who step up to this, the more people who do the true light work of cleansing the darkness that they came here to be a part of, so that when they shift, the system has to shift with them. That's what we're here to do. And we will shift the system. We will take this back and we will bring the golden age to humanity, because there's no other way. God has already decreed that this has been reabsorbed back into source consciousness. We're stuck inside of time. We have to play our parts. And timelines are infinitely malleable. And it's up to us whether we want to choose the timeline right here, right now, to where it happens within the couple years, or the timeline to where it happens in 100. You know, it's all about what we choose right now by putting our energy into that. And the more we focus on holding ourselves back with these negative emotions, with these negative connotations towards other people, these judgments, these, you know, holier than thou type attitudes, all we're doing is pushing that back, not just for us, but for everybody as well. So it's all about stepping up to the place to where you're responsible on all levels, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally as well.
The ascension is within us.
Mm-hmm.
It's inside.
We are the ascension.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, definitely.
We are.
Well, keeping it positive like that is definitely something they're working on with this project, because, I mean, I know for myself, I mean, I have enough anger and rage to, like, short-circuit the internet, but it doesn't make any sense to really focus on that. That's really not going to get us anywhere. That's already gotten us as far as it can.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You have an event this July at Mount Shasta in California called Golden Frequency Immersion, and this is the second annual retreat. Fill us in on this.
Oh, definitely. I'm really excited about this, actually. This is going to be our second one, so we can call it our second annual now. So this is the second annual Golden Frequency Presents, the Golden Frequency Immersion, and this will be Squad 2. And what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be walking people with through 5 days of exercises, energetic, emotional, mental, and physical, that allow you to unblock the energies inside of the body, and then actually walking people through the coaching sessions directly to access this, as well as if you've got anything blocking you, I'm going to be cleaning it out. But we're going through everything that I know how to do. We're going to show you exactly how to do the work that I do. And I can show anybody how to do this with one of my remote sessions, and it's very effective, but it's got nothing on working with me in person over a couple of days. And Squad 1, these guys have just been blowing me away more and more and more. Like, the level of connection and community that they have been able to create, that they pulled out of this, and then the level of work that they are actually doing, it is so beautiful to watch. These guys have taught me more than I've taught them, you know, and all I did was open the door for them, and they have gone and stepped into this place that is just so beautiful. And it's really amazing to watch, and I'm really excited about this one. You can find me, and you can find this on the event site at unleashingnaturalhumanity.com. My YouTube channel is Eric Pilgrim. I've got a Patreon that's under Unleashing Natural Humanity as well. You can find me on Facebook under Unleashing Natural Humanity and under Eric Rains, ERICRAINES. You can't miss me. I'm the blue-eyed, red-haired guy who's very obvious in the profile picture. Just come check it out. Come check out some of the stuff that we're doing. Come check out the articles. Come check out the events. Come check out the workshops. We've got all kinds of different things that are available for every level of awareness. If you are a high-level healer, I can help you out. If you are a very, very basic person who doesn't understand any type of energy flow and you're just stuck inside of your mind, I can help you out. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody has access to this energy, and all you have to do is start looking for it, and it will find you.
Thank you, Eric Rains, so much for being on the show today. This was an amazing interview.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this one. Thank you guys for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you in Shasta.
Me as well. I'm really looking forward to meeting you guys. I love meeting you guys from like my clients. I have such a connection around the world, and I hardly ever actually get to physically contact you guys. I love giving you guys hugs, like actually meeting you in person. It's one of my favorite things in the world. So I can't wait to see you guys.